I was glad we went OMG4.
And we'll together to pluck wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will you go, lassie?
You with desire. When the morning comes, my look will be perfectly plain. When the morning comes, my beloved one. When the morning comes, you'll know that we both feel the same. Pale into nothing. In the afternoon, we'll know what it is to believe. When it's afternoon and I covet you, in the afternoon, I'll give you no reason to leave. Every time in the evening time, I love you as much as before.
Listening to Sholto Gale on KGNU. I'm your host this evening, Roger Hara, sitting in for Madeline Cave, who is preparing for a trip to Scotland and Ireland. Happy summer! I just heard a set of songs celebrating summer. The first in the set was That Summer in Dublin from Bagatelle, and then Noel McLaughlin did the classic Wild Mountain Thyme, and we finished up the set with Mary Black presenting Summer Sent You, a song that you might not have heard very often, but that features the lovely Mary Black. Since it is summer and there is a lot of music to be enjoyed yet, if you're in the Longmont area on Sunday, the 23rd, Cole Cannon is going to be performing at Willow Farm in Longmont at 7:30 p.m. It is an outdoor concert. Tickets are $15 at the gate. Skeen Dhu performs tomorrow night at Hillside Gardens in Colorado Springs at 6:30. And then Wild Mountain is playing for Feast Days Festival, St. Peter and Paul Church in Wheat Ridge on the 25th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We hope that you take advantage of the opportunity to get out and enjoy some of the local bands that play some really great Celtic music.
In another younger day, I could dream the time away in the universe inside my room. And the world was really mine from June to September. Wasn't really so. I was looking up to know, and I was looking up to wonder why. Because the pure and golden high is all that I remember. A summer fly was buzzing every night when I was young. In the gentle world, my childlike senses knew. And the world was just my cousin, and the wind was just their tongue. In the voice, my lonely moan. I would see happening to me. And I lay awake at night till the darkness goes to light. Hear my voices calling out my name, droning over and again the same message to me. Crying, who's your partner? Who's your darling? Who's your baby now? Who wakes up at night to pull you?
You and your lady and sky it clung. One day it whitsun the sea and the shore, the summer before the war. Warm summer places where you could taste the country air, chasing our shadows we'd fly. Down through the narrow lanes, racing the slow trains, and the last of an age going
summer was a long one, always on the run, moving through the moonlit night, resting in the sun. Say that you were cheerful, like a child in chasing play, or a gambler guessing recklessly when someone else will pay. Through the western highlands, round the western isles, an adventure trail through beauty over countless weary miles, slipping like a shadow into legend out of chance, watching for the tall ghostly sailing ships from France. We are all young pretenders, looking for a sign, on a troubled journey through the landscape of the mind. And we're looking to the future, trying hard to find a pathway and a promise and the hope of better times. You say that you were happy, always keen to take a dram, a bottle, a companion, always nearest to your hand. Perhaps to dull the memory, take away the sound, the cries of young men dying on the blood-stained ground. That summer must have changed you in fundamental ways. It formed the pattern and the script for your remaining days. Some men are most attracted to a cause that can't be won. Life has many flickering ghosts to make us hide and run. We are all young pretenders looking for a sign on a troubled journey through the landscape of the mind. We're looking to the future, trying hard to find a pathway and a promise and the hope of better times.
Shoal to Gale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Once more, it's Shoal to Gale with Roger Hera on KGNU. Another set of summer songs, beginning with a song called Summerfly from a Galway-based group called the Screaming Orphans. They're going to be performing at the Colorado Irish Festival in Littleton next month. So if you like that song, they put on a really, really good show. That was followed by Connie Dover singing Summer Before the War, and following along with the theme of World War II songs, the song called The Summer of 46 from an album called The King Has Landed by Robin Lang.
On the hillside, red sports car comes driving down the road and pulls up into the driveway. And the story does unfold. She's standing by the road of Denver, where the roses are in bloom, looking out in the Atlantic Ocean. And little head she hums this tune. Thank God the dark nights are drawing in again. It's high, summer's got me down. Gotta wait till the end of August. I get off this merry-go-round. They shut him out of paradise, call him Lucifer and frown. She took pride in what God made him, even before the angels shot him down to the ground. He's a light out of the darkness, and he was a started crying. If you see him, nothing is shaking. As high as summer's got him low down. Into the tiny village by the lakeside, settled down to start anew. Far away from the politicians and the many chosen few. Far away from the jealousy factor and everything that was tearing him apart. From the organ grinder and everyone that played their part. And they shut him out of paradise. Oh, and Lucifer and frown. Is he too proud in what God made him? Even before the angels shot him to the ground. The light out of the darkness, and he was a starry crown. If you see him, nothing is shaking. His high summer's got him low down.
In rivulets of hue, pink, yellow, white, and blue, the goddess scatters flowers from her hand. And with her secret spells, she curves her jeweled shell in a necklace on her golden throat of sun. The lark high in the air sings a joyful prayer, sensing echoes of her magic too. And her islands in the sea, seats of mystery, rest in waves of purple, green, and blue. Oh, Maka, summer's fragrant flower, we welcome you. Where hills embrace the sky and lonely falcons fly, there's a valley where the soul of wonder grew. And far from all your stress in the heart of wilderness, Mackinac is waiting there for you. You'll find her secret flowers and pass the blissful hours lying on her soft green mountainside. And inhaling waves of light, beautiful and bright, your heart will flow out freely like the tide. Oh, Mackinac, summer's fragrant flower, we welcome you. So raise your weary head, let sorrow now be dead. Cast off your tired thoughts now for the new. And if you'll take her hand, you'll quickly understand the blooming of her summer is for you. You'll renew your flaming fire and kindle your desire, basking in her evening sunset's glow. And when the moon is gleaming white, stars will kiss the night. You'll come by all you'll ever need to know. Oh, Maka, summer's fragrant flower, we welcome you. Summer's fragrant flower, we welcome you.
Listen to All Things Bluegrass from 9 a.m. to noon every Saturday on our bluegrass show, Old Grass, New Grass, here on listener-supported KGNU. To hear music from Bill Monroe to Bela Fleck. Since 1978, Old Grass, New Grass has been bringing you amazing music every week on Saturdays here on KGNU.
Shine on the one that's gone and let me through.
Shelter Gale on KGNU with Roger Harris sitting in tonight again. Another set of summer songs for your listening pleasure. Began with High Summer from Van Morrison's Back on Top album. And then Barbara Callan and Lynn Scherza from their On the Bright Road album, Summer of Maka. And if you were out and about last weekend and had a chance to get down to Colorado Springs to see the Pikes Peak Celtic Festival, it was an incredibly well-done event, well-laid out, great Highland Games. Albanac was there, the Bedlam Boys, Skeen Dhu, Adam Agee and John Souza. Just an example of the quality music and festivals that we are blessed with here in Colorado. In Scotland, they are also blessed with a military tattoo. And you may know that Madeline Cave, my partner in crime, is from Scotland. And she has a friend in Scotland named Glenn Moyer. And he recorded an interview regarding the Highland military tattoo that's coming up in September. It will still be summer in Scotland at the time. And the Highland military tattoo will take place in, I can't find the place. Well, listen to this interview and you'll get a little bit more about it.
General, first of all, can you give me a sense of what the Highland military tattoo is all about and what really sets this event apart from others that people may be more familiar with?
The Highland military tattoo is an authentic Scottish or Highland military tattoo. And in the words of one of our advertisements over here, it does what it says on the tin. a tattoo is an evolution of the drummer's call to tell troops to return to barracks and publicans to turn off the taps of their beer barrels. And in Dutch, that was tip, tap, toe, and hence you get tattoo. And that way, we're going back to the early 19th century. And over the years, that drummer's call, that little ceremony, if you like, has developed into a much more involved and exciting military ceremony, which involves massed pipes and drums, probably a military marching band, Highland dancers, Gaelic singers, Clarsach playing, military or Highland Games-based competitions, reenactments of historical events, and this year we've got a little bit about the story of Fort George, a battle in World War One, and a battle in World War Two. And she starts with a flypast by a Royal Air Force fast jet, which is very dramatic as it flies extremely low over the arena, and a spectacular fireworks display. And, of course, all this happens right in the heart of the largest fortress in the United Kingdom, which is Fort George, about 20 minutes from Inverness. At the fort, there is also a food and drink village for people to have something to eat and drink before the show starts, and there are some military displays as well.
And you mentioned Fort George, and it seems entirely proper that that would be the setting for this event, because Fort George itself has quite a distinguished military history.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is the largest fortress in the United Kingdom. It was built in the aftermath of the Battle of Culloden, because Bonnie Prince Charlie's troops had burnt the old Fort George at Inverness to the ground. So the government forces needed a new barracks for their troops up there. So it fitted that purpose. Over the years, it's been used as a training base, notably for Highland Brigade troops in World War I and World War II. And indeed, it is still a serving military base. The Black Watch, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, are based at Fort George and train there. For us, the setting is hugely important. It's very dramatic. You can wander around the ramparts before the show, get a real feeling of this wonderful fortress. And we use the buildings as a backdrop to the arena. And the whole fortress helps to create an impressive, but actually a very friendly atmosphere because of the closeness of the stands to the arena.
Fort George, as you said, being located near Inverness, is centrally located for anyone who wants perhaps a more in-depth Highland experience.
Yeah, well, there are great places to go. I mean, Inverness itself, Fort William, the Cairngorms and Aviemore, and then some of the really local attractions like the Culloden Battlefield site is 10 minutes away, Corder Castle 15 minutes away, Loch Ness about half an hour away. And for those who are interested in belting a white ball around, there's golf courses at Castle Stewart, literally 5 minutes away, Nairn and Dornoch. And we have the North Coast 500 route starts in Inverness, just 20 minutes away. So a great number of places to visit around the fort if you want to come and see the tattoo.
Most importantly, how do people find out more about the tattoo if they're looking for information or ticket information?
Well, the easiest thing is to look up the tattoo website, which is www.highlandmilitarytattoo.co.uk.
So that was Glenn Moyer interviewing Major General the Honorable Seymour Monroe, CBE LVODL, Executive Chairman and Tattoo Director of the Highland Military Tattoo, coming up at Fort George in Scotland. 8 to 10 September. So if you happen to be in Scotland at that time, it sounds like an interesting sort of an event to go see. Now back to summer songs.
Stranded on the quay. The Dublin docks are dying, and the way of life is term.
He's on the dole. But Molly was still living, and darling was still young, and the river never ruled my heart so.
Well, the strawberry beds swing down to the field, kiss away the troubles from my brow. I loved you well today, I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Well, the strawberry beds swing down to the field, kiss away the troubles from my brow. I loved you well today, I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
All the little boats have gone, and the post of Anne left me. The ferryman Dublin docks are dying, and the way of life is gone. It's over, Molly, over, can't you see? It's over, Molly, over, can't you see? It's over. Molly, it's over. Molly, can't you see?
Sleeping in the sun, eyes take heed, the colors call, sunlight patterns touch the wall, red kerchiefs sail and fall, cat is sleeping in the sun. Dragon kite in the sky, wheel and turn, spin and fly, attacked by rooks who never fail, to cry the sound of fairy tale, the cat is walking in the sun. All the pebbles I have seen, precious stones for Colleen, every minute I pass through, it'd be groovy spent with you, the cat is yawning in the sun. Jeweled castles I have built, with freak feelings of guilt, and the word stabbed to the hilt, pick the flower and it will wilt, cat shifting in the sun. The marionette dangles dead, insensitivity is fed by the TV wizard's wand. Worst in the spell, you're con, the cat smiling in the sun. Cat smiling in the sun, eyes take heed, the colors call, sunlight patterns touch the wall, red kerchiefs sail and fall, cat smiling into me.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow. And I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily of the valley, clear is the water that flows from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any.
'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that we strayed, when the moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon, she on its rays, on her locks of golden hair, and she swore she'd be my love forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any.
It's not for the parting that my sister pains. It's not for the grief of my mother. It's all for the loss of my bonnie Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any.
And there you had the High Kings singing Red is the Rose, preceded by Donovan and his Summer Day Reflections song. Then that was preceded by Gaelic Storm doing their, in their own inimitable way, their version of The Ferryman, talking about the strawberry beds running down to the Liffey. Once again, you're listening to Shoal to Gale on KGNU. Roger Hera, your host for the evening. And it has been my pleasure to present you a variety of songs from Scottish and Irish artists that capture something of the essence of summer. And so we'll go out with a few more songs looking at summer. The Sally Garden and the Sligo Maid by the Linden House Band. The Queen of Argyle by Silly Wizard. And then Star of the County Down by Dublin Five.
me down one morning last July. From a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself up to see I was really there. From Battery Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. And as she onward sped, sure I scratch my head and I look with the feeling rare. And I says I to the passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? Well, he smiled at me and he said he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. It's young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county town. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town, yeah. Fair, she'll be surely there. I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke till my plough turns rust color brown. Till a smiling bride by my own fireside is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down, yeah.
My duty to inform you of one beauty, though I'd ask of you a favor, no, to seek her for a while. Though I own she is a creature of character and feature, no words can paint the picture of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen the man, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. Garden. They bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. On the evening that I mentioned, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor shone the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen the man, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle.
mislead you. My intention's no to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you. Oh, I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to court her and retain her. I fear my heart's in danger from the queen of all her guile. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marlin in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marlin in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle.
El apoyo proviene del Festival Latino de Colorado, el cual tomará lugar el domingo 25 de junio de las 12 a las 7 de la tarde en la calle Main en Longmont. El Festival Latino de Colorado es el primer festival en Colorado que celebra todas las culturas latinoamericanas y caribeñas. El evento contará con música en vivo, comida, artesanías, actividades para toda la familia, bailes típicos y mucha educación y recursos. Todos quedan cordialmente invitados.
You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver. Thanks to Roger for doing Schultegale this evening. Stay tuned now for Musica Mundi. I'll be with you until 10 o'clock. My name is George, and once again, this is KGNU.